Hey guys, Square Room Boxing Podcast. I'm just leaving the gym right now. Can barely breathe. It's 105 fucking degrees in Houston, Texas. I got a torn ab muscle. That doesn't help matters. Needless to say, my workout was cut a little, not short, but not exactly extreme because I cannot breathe from my right side. Oh shit, that hurts. This last weekend, Thurman Porter went as I predicted. Not exactly. I predicted Thurman was going to knock out Porter in the fifth. It looked like my prediction was going to come true around the end of the fourth round when Thurman put Porter on Queer Street with a straight right hand buckle in his legs. Then again in the fifth, he just couldn't close the show. I give Porter a lot of credit. He's got a huge heart. He really comes in. I knew that in the last podcast I said that he comes straight in. His only advantage, I mean, obviously, is athleticism, but he comes in so quickly, it's hard to hit. Now, Thurman was able to time him coming in and land a lot of those hard left hooks as Porter came in, and then as they were working and Porter was working his way out, he would get hit with those straight rights. So I think people were upset at the outcome. I think everybody kind of sided with Porter, and he really was making the fight exciting and bringing the action to Thurman. But Thurman was landing the harder, cleaner punches, and I think at the end of the day, that's what the judges were looking at in this fight, as to more or less who would they rather be at the end of the round. And I'd have to agree with them. The majority of those rounds, I wanted to be Thurman at the end of them. So obviously, Thurman looked a little worse for wear at the end of the fight. But he was catching a lot of head and a lot of punches on the inside, but a lot of little punches didn't equal up to the few really big punches that Thurman was able to land each round. And he eked out the win. I think they stand a good chance of fighting again and giving boxing fans another good show. Oh, my ribs. Oh, I can't breathe. Other boxing news, Andrew Joshua looked fairly impressive against Brazil. Brazil's a hard hitter, but obviously he's not nearly the athlete that Andrew Joshua is, or Anthony Joshua. And Joshua could have taken him out in, I think, any single round of the fight, and finally dropped him in the seventh for good. And it was a good win. Did something to put on his record. Brazil had a really good record. And I think it's going to push Joshua into bigger and better fights. I sincerely hope that there's some sort of unification on the horizon for the heavyweight division after the Vladimir Klitschko fights Tyson Fury here in a few weeks. So I look forward to that. What I don't look forward to is Canelo Smith. What in the hell is going on here? Smith is an okay fighter. He's not Canelo standards, though. I mean, he's a very... technique-wise, he's good. He reminds me... His body, his frame, body ways, reminds me very much of Joe Calzaghe. Obviously, Calzaghe, junior heavyweight. Or, sorry, light heavyweight. I can't even think. My stomach hurts so bad. But he's got that body frame. He's not extremely muscular. He's kind of lanky. But he's got really good technique. And for all intent and purpose, hits hard as a result of that really good technique. His problem is going to be he's a straight-up fighter that fights European style. Hands held high. And he's going to be taking shots to his hands up by his head, which is going to lead to enormous body shots by Canelo. In the combinations, I've seen as many fights as I can of Smith's online, and the fact is he gets hit. He knocks out his opponents. His record, I mean, they're trying to tout him as a huge puncher, knockout potential, and potentially being able to knock out Canelo. I don't see it. The guy's not nearly as big as Kirkland, and Kirkland could smack, I think, even harder. And he didn't even touch Canelo. And the fact is, I don't think Smith's going to get off any real shots because he's going to be taking so many from Canelo. He's going to be on the defense more than he is on the offense. I just don't see it happening. The bigger issue is, as I recall, Canelo saying that Mexicans don't fuck around after he had beaten Amir Khan, teasing us with a fight with Triple G. Shit, he even said that he'd fight Triple G right after that fight in the same night. So I don't know what Golden Boy and Canelo are really thinking with this move. He's fighting at the true junior middleweight super welterweight division of 154. It doesn't really make much sense if you're going to be fighting a Triple G fight at 160 pounds, because Triple G ain't coming down and he's not going to meet you at a catchweight. So what are you gaining by fighting at 154? It's obvious you're going to be cutting more weight than you have in your last four fights. You're going to stay down there. And it doesn't make any more sense the fact that you're fighting Smith, who, although holds the WBO interim belt, isn't really as skilled as some of the other middleweights out there. Granted, Canelo's already beat Irlandi Lara, but I think if he were to fight one of the Charlo brothers, preferably Jermell, who just beat Austin Trout, I think it puts on, one, a lot better show for the fans, and two, gives him at least something to gain from this, because Canelo's bigger than Smith, and he's smaller than either the Charlo twins. Obviously, they're identical almost, so I believe they're identical, but same body style, height-wise, weight-wise, and they're both going to be coming into the fight nearer to the 170-pound range on fight night. So if any junior middleweight fight's going to give Canelo any type of advancement in his style, in his abilities, it's going to be one of the Charlo brothers at this point. Smith's not going to get him. It's a pay-per-view fight on top of it. I'm not buying this thing. If I see it on fight night, it's going to be because there's a bar showing it, or that's about it. I don't know anybody I know is going to buy this thing, and it would be a great waste of $70. So unless they put somebody on the undercard that's just a do not miss type of fight, I don't see me seeing this fight night, and I'm gonna be waiting until the free cast on HBO after that. So it's September 17th. I don't know if this is going to allow us to get a Triple G Canelo fight in May. I sincerely doubt it. We may be looking, if ever we're going to see it near fall of 2017. So it is to be seen, I suppose. So sit and wait, everybody. So I'll leave it at that. I can barely breathe here. I'll catch you later this week with any more boxing news that comes out there. So send us an email. Please, somebody listen to this thing. I don't know if I've gotten a single download yet, but I'm going to keep at it like anything. We'll get there. So Square Ring Management, that's squareringmgmt.com, squareringmgmt@gmail.com if you want to throw us an email. So enjoy the fights.